welcome to another edition of
In Case You Missed It,
a recap of the news about Canadian comic book creators that you may have missed for the past week. I'm John Swinimer. Because this is a brand new feature, I'd appreciate getting your feedback, so please send your comments to truenorthcountrycomics@gmail.com. And now, here's In Case You Missed It for Sunday, March 11th, 2018. This past week saw a lot of news. Most importantly, we recognized International Women's Day on March 8th. True North Country Comics posted a special tribute with recognition for the Canadian women in comics who granted interviews to this site. You may remember I interviewed Alison O'Toole recently. Well, this week saw the launch party for Wayward Sisters, an anthology of monstrous women, at the supermarket in the Kensington area of Toronto. And from all reports, it was a great opportunity for all who attended. IDW announced Orphan Black Crazy Science, a six-issue series written by Helly Kennedy and illustrated by Fico Osio, and it's starting in June. Faith Erin Hicks made the news this week as Dark Horse Comics announced that she will write Avatar: The Last Airbender in Balance Part 1, debuting on October 10th. Boom Studios and Saban Brands announced Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Anniversary Special Number 1. It's an all-new oversized comic celebrating 25 years of Saban's Power Rangers with Marcus Toe and others. Starting in June, Dynamite Comics will publish Nancy Drew with artist Jen St. Ange, with a variant cover by Marguerite Sauvage. Marvel announced that starting in June, Jeff Lemire will team up with Kim Jacinto for the new Sentry title. Jeff Lemire made even more news this week with The Secret Path that he created with Gord Downie. It was reported that grade 10 students at the University of Winnipeg Collegiate are using the graphic novel as part of their educational studies. And Jeff Lemire had another big news story this week with issue number 1 of Gideon Falls with art by Andrea Sorrentino. It sold out almost immediately with an order for a second print, so congratulations to Jeff and Andrea. As a reminder, mark your calendars for the March 17th grand reopening party of Little Island Comics in Toronto, Ontario, featuring appearances by comic book creators Scott Chantler, Nassim Harab, Brian McLaughlin, Ryan North, Keen Sue, Britt Wilson, Tori Wolcott, and more. And you can get more information at littleislandcomics.com. This week's coming activities also include Toronto Comic Con 2018. There I hope to capture a lot of interviews with Canadian creators, so you can look forward to those discussions in the coming weeks. In the Tools of the Trade section of the site, there's a post about the new Wacom economically improved Intuos Pen tablets. It's bundled with creative software for beginners and enthusiasts. Also, there is a brief look at the Lenovo Yoga Book with Windows for comic book creators. Looks like a nice drawing tool, plus it can digitally capture notes. Also on the site, there's an interview with Andrew Stevenson about this Kickstarter project, Toronto Comics, As Good As Gold. It was a great conversation where Andrew spoke about the project, past Toronto anthology books, some of the stories in the new anthology, how Toronto inspires creators, upcoming promotional events, and more. Well, that's about it for this week's edition. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to TrueNorthCountryComics@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2018.